Good morning and welcome to First United Methodist Church here in Royal Oak. My name is Caleb Williams and it is my pleasure to welcome you and to say we are glad you are here. This season of time as we lead up to Easter, we call Lent, we're spending as a community focusing on listening, different ways to listen to what God might be saying to us. And this morning is a special highlight in that series where we are going to be listening to a piece of music interspersed throughout this service. It is the Requiem by John Rutter. And if you like it, you're welcome to come back again at 4 p.m. to hear it outside of the worship context, but there is no pulling the worship from inside this music. It is a work that tells a story of life and death and new life again through texts from the funeral mass in Latin, psalms that are traditionally connected with our funeral tradition in the Anglican Communion, and even text from the graveside itself. This is a powerful work, and it is my privilege to work with such astounding musicians, the Sanctus Choir, and many friends. I hope that this morning you have a chance to quiet yourself just a little bit and listen to what you might be receiving.
Please join me in the call to worship. We come because we seek God.
God is with us every moment.
We come because we hunger for Christ.
Jesus feeds us with hope and replaces our emptiness with grace.
We come because we thirst for the Spirit.
Thank you.
chapter 46, verses 1 through 7. God is a safe place to hide, ready to help when we need him. We stand fearless at the cliff edge of doom, courageous in sea storm and in earthquake. Before the rush and roar of oceans, the tremors that shift mountains, Jacob wrestling God fights for us. God of angel armies protects us. River fountains splash joy, cooling God's city, sacred haunt of the Most High. God lives here, the streets are safe. God at your service from crack of dawn. Godless nations rant and rave. Kings and kingdoms threaten, but earth does everything he says. Jacob wrestling God fights for us. God of angel armies protects us. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
I gotta say, this is pretty awesome. Amen.
Amen.
I just want a Bobo to follow me everywhere. That's why I'm so grateful for today's scripture. Because today's scripture says God is sage. God is harbor. God is refuge. God is in judgment. The scripture today says God is a comfort. Even when our world is falling down around us, we can come in the midst of that and we can sit with God and say, help. Notice what the scripture doesn't say. It doesn't say when the world is coming down all around you, you go to God and God will say, look, you screwed it up. It says, come. Come into the midst of all that's going on around you and just set it down. This place is safe. You don't got to have it all together here. You can bring whatever it is that you're carrying. Nobody's going to judge you. You can leave it here. Because if God is safe, then God's place is safe. And so in this place is refuge. So my boss sent me a box in the mail. And I wanted to tell her what to do with that box. And I held on to all the struggle of that work, trying to get it right for 3 or 4 months after she sent me this box in the mail. Come the end of April, though, I had to get it together. My family and I were going on vacation. It wasn't just any vacation. We were going to go to Disney World for the first time. And Lord have mercy, I didn't want to wreck that. The Sunday before we leave, I went to one of those all-church meetings over at that campus where everything was all in turmoil. It was one of those meetings where pastors just sit at the front of the room and people just get up one after the other and tell them everything that they're doing wrong. And your job is just to sit there and listen. And I went home from that meeting feeling again like I screwed it all up. And I sat with my wife. We got out our box. We took out the stack of sticky notes. And one by one, we wrote down every name, every situation, everything that was weighing us down, and we put it in the box, and we shut it, and we left it in Redford, and we went and saw the moss. And that trip healed us. Not because of the magic of the kingdom. Because of the power of being able to trust that we could just set some stuff down. In your bulletin today, there's a little card. Because maybe you want to leave something here today. As we move into this next part of our worship together, if you want to jot something down on that card, something that you need to leave here, then fold it up. Our ushers are going to come down and they're going to collect them. No one's going to read them. No one's going to, they're going to show up on Twitter later. They're going to stay right here in a place and among a people that are saved. friend, you left something here today. You get to take something with you. You left behind a little of the things that weigh you down. In the essence of that last song, you get to take some peace out of here. Brothers and sisters, thank you. Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, take this peace out of this place.
Get out of here.